Heavenly Father, we are confident in you that you have made this morning. We are confident in you that you are going to do a great and mighty thing. I have confidence in you that your word will come out with power. I have confidence in you that your word will accomplish its purpose. Lord, this morning, speak unto your people in a new way. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Praise the living Jesus. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. We bless God for this morning, and we appreciate His grace and mercy. Today, I will continue the third part of the series, which I started 3 weeks ago. And after Sunday of today, I will pause for us to have the faithful next Sunday, and I will still bring the concluding part, part four, later on. Today, I'm going to the part three of the message I titled Traction of Success. And you will remember that I said that for your life to gain traction on the path of success, you need to be trained. You need to be tested, and you need to be trusted. The first week, I talked about the essence of training. And I did say that you cannot run away from training if you have enduring success. And last Sunday, I talked about the need to be tested, that you can gain skill through training, but you can only gain mastery when you are tested. And today, I want to go to the third part by asking a question. Are you trustworthy? Are you trustworthy? I don't want us to forget our text for this series. In the book of Matthew chapter 4, I want to read it again, verse 18 to 20. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 20. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw the two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, cast a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And verse 20 says, and they straightway left their nets and follow him. Remember, I said that for you to make it goes beyond you. You need to be made. And you cannot make it on your own, no matter who you are. It goes beyond your own effort or your own ability alone. You have to follow a path, and you have to follow a person or a set of people, which involves training, testing, and trusting. And I'm asking this morning, are you trustworthy? Let me say that you need to hand the trust of your teacher, of your mentor, of your leader to have enduring success. Not everyone that is trained, that is tested, hand the trust. Many people today, they are trained. They have this key. And they are tested because they have been certified, but they cannot be recommended. It is not automatic that when you have the training, and you have this key, and you are satisfied, that you can be recommended. And let me tell you something. For you to go higher in life, there must be somebody somewhere who is ready to spend and expend his social capital on you. God will help you, but God will not come physically to the earth. He will use human agents. Many people are good in terms of training. They have been well trained. Many people are skilled. They have been tested and they are certified fit. But their market time, their time is not counting. They are walking, moving slowly because there is nobody. They are yet to get someone who can spend their social capital on them to recommend them. Let's go to the book of Philemon. Chapter 1 only. That book has only one chapter. Verse 7 to 18. To let you know the need for you to be trusted. You can only be recommended when you are trusted. Remember I said that when you are applying for a big job, three things are important. They will ask for qualification. Am I right? Qualification is talking about the training you've had. They will ask also for experience. Experience to show what have you done? Have you been tested? They will then ask for referees. Referees talking about recommendation. Somebody can spread the social capital on you. Somebody who trusts you, who can stick out his neck for you. Philemon chapter 1 only, that's only one chapter, verse 18. If you count me, therefore, a partner, receive him as myself. Paul was writing to Philemon regarding someone called Onesimus. And he told Philemon that if you, Philemon, count me, Paul, as a partner, do what? Receive him as my... What was he doing? He was expending social capital on Onesimus. Onesimus was a runaway slave of Philemon. And Philemon was bitter, was angry, and was looking forward to put his neck on the chopping board. And somehow he met Paul and became converted. He submitted to training. Paul took him through some of tests which he passed. Eventually he earned the trust of Paul. And Paul now said, yes, it's now time for me to put my neck forward before your master, who does not have a good mind about you. Remember, Onesimus had no reputation before Philemon. He had no standing. He had a very bad record. But Paul wrote to Philemon because with Philemon, Paul had a huge emotional deposit in his social bank. In the social bank of Philemon, Paul had a huge deposit. Some people may not have money, but they have emotional deposit in some banks that they can withdraw for you to spend, for you to go forward. But they have to be ready to expend it on you. So verse 18, go on. If he are wrong you or owe you anything, put that on my account. Is it money that Paul was talking about here? Paul had a huge deposit in the emotional bank of Philemon. And I said, look, I am ready to deplete that deposit on this man. And that settled it. Some people will just say, God, because you are coming from this person, I cannot say no. Not because of you, but because of the person recommending you. But who will recommend you if you do not have their trust? It's only someone that you earn his trust that can recommend. Let me tell you something. By the grace of God, as a professor, I've trained at least 30 MSc degree holders with thesis. I supervised at least 10 PhD holders. But let me tell you, I've trained all of them. They received training. Is that not? I've tested them. They have been certified. That's why they had their degree. I said they passed. Is that not? But not every one of them can have access to the fullness of my emotional bank. Are you getting what I'm saying? I've trained all of them. I have certified them. They have their certificates. But not all of them have access to my emotional bank. Because the level of trust varies. So for you to go far in life, it's not only training that you need. It's not only certificate that you are certified, you have been tested, you have experience. But you need someone who can also trust you and push you further. I will say a few things about trust. That's why I'm asking this morning. Are you trustworthy? Number one, I want you to know that no matter how good you are, promotion in life are often based on recommendation. What did I say? No matter how good, how smart you are in life, promotion are often based on what? On what? Comes by recommendation. Goes to Numbers chapter 11. So you think I'm talking about philosophy. Numbers chapter 11. Let's read verse 16 and 17. Numbers chapter 11. Now listen, look at that. And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest. Are you listening to me? Is it those who God know? Answer me. There were hundreds of thousands of Israelis on this journey, and leaders were to be chosen, to be ordained, anointed, and coronated. And God told Moses, you, I know very well. I don't need to bother about it. You go and gather 70 people that you know. Not that God know. Who down there to be elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand with thee. Let me hold it for a moment before we go to the next verse. God wanted some people to be elevated, wanted to elect leaders. God didn't come to begin to pick them one by one. God needed 70 people. Who certified the number? Was it Moses? Answer me now. Was it Moses? God knew he needed 70. But God didn't go into the midst of people picking them one by one. Say, call Moses. Now you go and choose 70. Those that you know. The same thing when deacons were to be chosen. Did God come to pick them in the New Testament one by one? He just asked the disciples to go and pick them. So the first thing you need to know, that no matter how, if any of these people did not have the trust of Moses will not choose them, no matter how good they are, true or false.
It's not based on their ability. It's not only based on their training, on their skill, but on the trust that Moses had in them. Let me tell you, when you are good, make sure you have the trust of some people that can recommend you. Bishop Idausa made waves throughout the world, but he was recommended by Paeti from Elisha here, if you don't know the story. And eventually, the name of Idausa went farther than Paeti. Paeti was just Elisha here. But it was Paeti that recommended Idausa. Baba Akindayomi established Redeemed Church of God in 1952. Daddy Gio joined in 1973. Today, the name of Daddy Gio has gone farther than Baba Akindayomi. But who recommended him? It was Baba Akindayomi. No matter how good Daddy Gio is today, no matter how noted, no matter how celebrated, he wouldn't have had that platform without that recovery from that man. You need to be recommended by someone. Jonathan was recommended by who? Tell me, by who? Eh? Obasanjo. The current vice president. You are, people are hearing me online. They are hearing me on screen all over the world. Was recommended by who? Proverbs Osiba was recommended by who? By Tinubu. It's a fact. It's not because he's smart, he's better. We can only now see how good he is because he has been recommended for that office. How many of them are better, but they were not recommended? When you are going in life, receiving training and serving, make sure you also have trust. Because along the line, you don't know where it will be useful. Young men, as you are growing in life, from your school, from your classroom, from your hostel, from your church, from your subgroup, from your leader, from your pastor, from your boss, hand trust. What did I say? Hand trust. Don't scheme for it. Some people scheme for trust. I'm not talking of scheming for trust. I'm talking about handing it. By the way you live your life, you don't know when that will become useful. Recommendation in banks. I'm told by people who are senior that when you get to managerial post in the banks industry in Nigeria today, you can only get there by recommendation. It's not only that I'm good, I'm this. It is by recommendation. Even in academia, something consultancies are done by recommendation. There are so many smart people who are intelligent, who can do job, but who are nobody who can recommend them. I have a personal example. I remember in 2003, when Nigeria launched the first satellite, and the government were looking for consultants, for experts, to validate it. Nobody knew me. I was just in the jungle of Ife here. A professor just, I went to Infinite Grace then. I was coming, just remember, I said, there my promotion for professor was still in process. There was only a hand. Said, Dr. Salami, Nigeria, we are, the government is trying to validate Nigeria that satellite. But I know you are an expert. Can't you do it? I said, I can't, sir. He said, okay, I will ask them to send you the data. So that at that time, they were only giving institutions, not individuals. They gave to rectors. They gave to National Center for Remote Sensing Jobs. They gave to university. But they were looking for institutions, not individuals. But somebody met me as an individual. I said, look, I know you can do it. You also let them try you. And I competed with institutions as an individual. And at the end of the day, I was selected. I was commissioned. And that became a very big breakthrough for me. And eventually I was invited to the United States National Assembly on Outer Space Affairs to come and make a presentation on behalf of Nigeria. It's not because I'm good alone. Many people are as good as I am, they're even better than me. But because somebody said, you are giving this to institution, there is somebody also that can do it. Let's try him. Men and trust. Women and trust. Young girls and boys, hand trust. Not only training, not only certificates. That's number one. Number two, which I'll take from this passage, is only when you are chosen, or you are called, or you are identified, that can then be coronated, or ordained, or anointed. If they don't choose you at all, if they don't give you the chance at all, you will not be coronated, you will not be anointed, you will not be ordained. Verse 17 of that, Numbers chapter 11, we have read 16. And I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon you, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the body of the people with you, that thou bear it not yourself alone. Before God will come down, Moses needed to call these men. Are you listening to me? It's after Moses has chosen them that God would then come down to ordain them. So if you are looking for coronation, if you are looking to be ordained, to be celebrated, you are to be called first. It is when you are called or you are chosen that you can then be celebrated, ordained, or coronated. But nobody will call you if you don't hand their trust. So you have to be sure that apart from your training, make sure that you earn trust. And the question I want to ask this morning, who can put their bet on you? Yes, you are good. You are nice. But how many people can put their bet on you? There are so many people who are skilled, but people cannot put their bet on. Number three, people need a proof of you before you can hand their trust. They need a proof of you. Don't say, I want to be trusted. No. Yes, you need to bet. For them to trust you, they need a proof. Nobody will trust anybody you cannot prove. If you go to the book of Philippians chapter 2, read something, verse 19 to 23 quickly. Philippians chapter 2. We see something about now, this is Paul now talking. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. Verse 20. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. That's good, but not good enough. But you see, something better is coming. Verse 21. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. Now, verse 22 is the clincher. But you know. Look at that. Paul's not just, he said, it's not only me alone, but you that I'm saying it to. You know the proof of him. That as a son with the Father, he has served me in the gospel. Paul said, but you know the proof of him. That was the clincher. He was this, he was that. But the proof is evident. I know it is also known to you independently. Can people say this of you? That I know, I have the proof of this one. So if you are living your life, you are being trained,
You are going through anything and you don't have, you are yet to get to this level. My dear, you need to wake up so that your life can get traction on the journey of success. Because for you to hang the trust of people who may be useful in recommending you, they need to have a trust of you, a proof of you. And about quickly, because of our time, let me say, stop eye service. It destroys the proof. Look at what Paul said about Timothy. He said, you know the proof of him. Paul knew, people knew, that means no longer eye service. It's not, if it is what Timothy was doing, what Paul was there, the Philippians will tell Paul that, daddy, he does this when you are there, but with us, so it is not so. But for Paul to tell them, you know the proof of me, it was not eye service. Many people want to hand trust. Many young people, even some elderly people, they want to hand trust and they think they can only end that trust by doing high service. When you are doing high service, you are just a machinery. Remember I told you sometimes ago, some years ago, that is one thing to be useful, is not to be usable. When you are doing high service, you are usable. Because God is a capitalist. He will make profit from anything as long as you advance the kingdom. God, you can be usable with God, but you may not be useful for him, for his kingdom. So when you are doing air service, you cannot hand the trust. It destroys the proof. And know that without the trust, you cannot gain enough momentum. And when you do eye service, it destroys the proof. Without the proof, you don't hand the trust. And I want to tell you this morning that you can go far. Sorry, you can go fast, but not far without handing trust. Because I have skill, I am good. You can go fast, but you cannot go far without any trust. You cannot exhibit your full potentials to the full or to the maximum if you don't earn trust. I'll tell you the story of a man that you know very well, known to you, known to me, and now known to the world, the man Paul, in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 9. Let's read it from verse 22. Any man who is skillful, any man who has been trained, has been tested, can move fast, but without any trust, he cannot go too far. Acts of Apostles, chapter 9, verse 22. But Saul increased the more. Remember after this that he already encountered the Lord on the way to Damascus. But Saul increased the more in strength. Look at the testimony. Increased in strength and confounded the Jews which dwell at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. That was Saul for you after conversion. He worked strong. He confounded the Jews. He was telling them, proving them wrong, and telling that this is Jesus Christ. Now verse 23. And after that, many days were fulfilled. The Jews took counsel to kill him. He became too troublesome for Jews. He became too zealous. He became too knowledgeable. He became a big headache. Because of the passion, because of the grace. So Paul already had
He had this key. He had some form of tutelage. And because of what he exhibited, the grace they made upon his life, they said, no, the only way we can do is to eliminate this man. That's going to cause trouble for us. That's how good he was. Now, verse 24, look at that. But their lay await was known of Saul, and they watched the gate day and night to kill him. Because of his passion, of his skill, of his grace, they were manning every gate that led out of Damascus. That the only way for us is to kill this man. It's too much for us. Yes, we had apostles before him. We had disciples, but this one, we pour Sansan into our gari. We can even manage Peter. We can manage Andrew. But this one will be difficult for us to manage. The only way is to kill him. And they were manning every gate that led out to Damascus. Now verse 25, yes. Then the disciple took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. They put in a basket. That was the only way, because all the gates were manned. Know what that means? They put in a basket and let so that was like they just threw him like a bag of rice. Verse 26, look at all they have gone through. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he has said, he tried, he made effort to join himself to the... So remember, Jerusalem was the capital of the gospel then. He has said to join himself to the disciples. But what? They were afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. He had everything, but he had no trust. Are you listening to me? Nobody was said to trust. The disciples never, he had no emotional deposit in their bank. They were not ready to spend their social capital for him. Look at everything he had demonstrated upon all this. At that time, something was lacking. What was that? Trust. Now look at verse 27. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostle and declared unto them how he has seen the Lord in the way and that he has spoken to him and how he has preached boldly in Damascus in the name of Jesus. Who bailed him out? It was Barnabas. And because they are nobody, even though those who didn't trust Paul, but they trusted Barnabas. And because for the word of Barnabas, they took him Paul. So if he hadn't had that trouble, what would happen to Paul? He would have died of frustration. Because here he was in pursuit, sent out of Damascus in basket, came to Jerusalem, nobody was ready to kick him in. He needed somebody to stick out his neck for him. Can someone stick out his neck for you? You need to hand the trust that at critical moments in your life, there will be somebody who can stick out his neck for you. So, young men, I'm preaching to you this morning. I'm appealing to you this morning. Don't think it's only training that you need. It's only certificate that you need. It's only experience that you need. Know that you need trust. If people don't trust you, they will not recommend you. Have you nobody recommends you? The journey that can take 1 month can take 10 years. But when there is trust, what you go through in 10 years, you can accomplish it in 1 week. And number five, go to conclusion. I want to say that destiny cannot be fulfilled without the favor or the trust of men and God. No matter what's your destiny, no matter what God has proposed in your life, you need to the favor and the trust of God and man for you to accomplish it. I want to cite the example of Jesus, and after that, we'll go to close. Luke chapter 2, we read verse
42 and then go to verse 52. Luke chapter 2. Go to verse 42 first, then we jump to 52. Luke chapter 2. Go to Luke chapter 2, verse 44. And when he was 12 years old, he went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. Now go to verse 52. Remember that between when Paul Jesus was born, there was a time he was taken out so that he would not be killed. But when he came back, I was silent. But the Bible now became active about him when he was 12 years old, when he went to Jerusalem. And they said that if you go to verse, I think verse, is it 45 or 47? I talk about he was disputing with, let's go to, I think, go to verse 45 before go to 52. Go to 45. And when they found him not, they turned back to Jerusalem, seeking him, verse 46. Gone. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Jesus had already received the anointing from the womb, but he still sat among the doctors, hearing them, asking them questions, seeking for clarifications. Trained, tested, and trusted. Now look over verse 4. Now jump to verse 52. Jump to verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and with God and. See, Jesus already had that of God from the womb, but he sat among the doctors, interlocuting with them, hearing them. I said, from there they started noticing, this young guy, there's something in him. They begin to notice him. It's not just a sudden something that because God has anointed him, he just came from the blues. I believe there are so many other examples of that. Bible just recorded this to us, for us, so that we know that it's not just a sudden leap. He went through some period of listening to people, of training, of asking questions, and of also giving them their own understanding for them to begin to see that this man has something in him. And Bible now says in verse 52 that he increased. That means it was that means a progressive thing. Am I right? You know, so that we also pour him, boom. He increased in wisdom and what? And in favor with God and man. So if that will happen with Jesus Christ, who are we that we think we won't need this process? So as I close this sermon today, and I will conclude later, I want to just say something and ask you a question. Beyond all this, I thought about training, I thought about testing, and I talked about trusting. I've asked you a question. Are you trustworthy? Are you trustworthy with men? Are you trustworthy with God? But above all, the beginning of trust starts with God. When God does not trust you, the trust of men will become meaningless. The enduring trust comes first by handing the trust of God. How do you have the trust of God? You hand the trust of God by a relationship. If there's somebody who is here today who's yet to enter into a personal relationship with God, if you don't have personal relationship with God, he cannot trust you. And when God does not trust you, it becomes difficult to have enduring trust even with men. Genesis chapter 18, verse 18 to 19. Then we are going to close and pray. Genesis chapter 18, quickly, can you open it for me? Genesis chapter 18, we'll just read two verses from verse 18 to 19.
See, he's gonna talk about Abraham. See that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Verse 19. For I know him. For me, that is a weighty word. Jesus spoke about Abraham, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which has spoken of him. But start with, for I know him. What does God know about you? Pastor may know you in the church. Your unit leaders may know you as being zealous. Pastors may see you as somebody who is useful. Church members can see you as one of us. But what does God know about you? This morning, if the books will be open and you are revealed, what picture are we going to see? I've talked about the importance of trust. But I want to ask you this morning, what can God say about you? Are you far or are you close? What is the depth of Jesus, of you in Jesus Christ? This morning, if there's anybody who is still far away from God, I call back on you this morning. Come close unto him. Let God draw you close. Have a deeper relationship and the trust of God. And eventually, all through your life, make sure you have the trust of the people you relate with. You relate with people in your classroom. You relate with people in your place of work, in your offices, in your environment. How much of their trust have you been able to hand? Are you building emotional deposits in the social bank of everybody you are eating with? Or when the time comes, you have no deposits in any emotional bank and therefore no social capital to expend when it's needed. Above all, you need to earn the trust of God. Stand on your feet. I will come later on for the concluding part of this series. I want us to take this on, draw me closer to thee. My song every day. Father, draw me closer. Draw me closer to thee. Father, draw me.
Draw me closer to thee.
Trust in you when he knows you at the close quarters. And it is he whom God recommends that gets the recommendation of men. I want you to pray this morning. If you know you are far away from God, you yourself know it. You are involved in church activities. You are in church as a worker, as a member, as a minister. But you yourself know that you don't have that close contact. I want to pray this morning. Remove the bridge that God should take away, any gulf between you and him. I want to pray this morning one prayer for a closer walk. It is when you are close with God that will begin to recommend you. And when God recommends you, you get a commendation of men. I want to pray this morning before I just pray the final prayer round up. I want those who know themselves to be far away from God to pray a prayer of reconciliation. Settle your account with God. Ask God to draw you near, so that he can know you at close quarters. And after you have done that, begin to ask that God will recommend you. When God recommend you, men will begin to recommend. So many people have forgotten, not because they are not good. Many people are not noticed, not because they are not skilled, but they lack recommendation. Now begin to ask God to recommend you. When God recommend you, men will pick up the recommendation. Begin to ask that anywhere you need a help, a hand to lift you up and show you forth, that God will cause voices to rise for you to speak on your behalf. Some of you, some of us, we need men to speak on our behalf. We need people to put a word for us. That's a part of divine intervention. When we are asking for divine intervention, God will not come from heaven to earth. God will instigate men. God will touch people to stand for you, either stand in a gap or put in a word or make an effort on your behalf. Begin to pray this morning that God cause men to rise up to speak on my behalf to accelerate my life. When men don't have helper, they move too much in a circle. But when help comes, it comes like magic. It's as if they know how to do things. No. Begin to ask that help will arrive for you in Zion. That help will arise for you in Zion. God will raise help. God will raise men that will help you. God will raise men that will accelerate your journey. God will raise men that will put on the fast lane. God will raise men that will launch you further and forward. Master Antalababa, Rekaski Imbosko Bobo Shinteliga. You might even be a businessman or a businesswoman. When God raises people to direct customers to you, they begin to direct clients unto you. They begin to connect with businesses when help comes. Ma antalaba, ringaga su papa, retu la baba kaska ilaba, reonto kos koboska ila, raanda kus kebobosanda la bariga. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you and bless your name for this morning. First, I pray for every one of us who is far away from you. Lord, I ask and I pray, let every such a person begin to have a closer walk and intimacy with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever may be the gulf or the gap that the enemy might have erected between you and your people this morning, I break that gulf, I remove that gap in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, many of your people this morning, they need men to speak on their behalf. They need men to give their recommendation. They need men to come up to their head. Father, I ask this morning, from north, from east, from south, from west, arise and raise help for your people in the mighty name of Jesus. The help that your people need to go forward and move further, Lord, rest it today in the mighty name of Jesus. Many are good. Many are skilled, but they are not noticed. My Lord and my God, begin to raise men who will notice the skill and then the expertise and the virtues of your people and begin to recommend them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. May you also help your people to live to hand trust. May you help us, O Lord God, to live to hand trust, to earn the trust of God and to earn the trust of men by our lifestyle in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anybody who have been scheming, if there's anybody who have been doing eye service, is there anybody who has been manipulating, living a manipulative life, may you touch such a heart today to begin to become genuine and earn trust. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are prayed.